And now, the Becky and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their minds, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast. So it's supposed to be Taylor Swifty kind of thing.
I don't know what this is.
Literally sounds just like her.
That's awesome.
It's Robo Swift.
Yeah, so every week the podcast has a different intro done by AI. We don't know what's going to be.
I was going to ask. That you put that into AI.
It's literally the best use of AI. It just pops up, sometimes it's like
could be death metal, screamo, jazz,
rap.
It could sound like a Christmas song. We never know.
Man. Do we have one from one of the death metal ones?
I don't know how to do it. It's randomly done.
It's random.
Yeah. Cameron Whitcomb is joining us.
Hello, Cameron Whitcomb.
Hey. So he was on American Idol. He's got to do the backflip and all that kind of stuff. He's in the studio with us.
I'm in the studio. Yeah, this is spontaneous.
It's a spontaneous thing. Yeah, you're in the building and we're like, hey man, you gonna do the podcast? He's like, have you never done a podcast?
No, this is my first one.
Oh,
I feel good. I know. I'm in. I feel really good.
He was like, can I cuss? And I'm like,
yeah,
I wouldn't.
I mean, you can, but
you could.
I did it. I did it.
I mean,
we're in.
Could be your last one.
I don't know. Okay, that's the first one.
Just settle it down, Cameron. Just settle down. You're excited. And I get it. It's your first one.
I look up to you guys so much.
I know. Yeah.
I just don't know what to do.
Do you know anything about us?
No, I know that you have.
I bet you know as much about us as
big
hearts.
They're enlarged hearts.
You have enlarged heart, and such a kind guy.
Yeah, just a good hugger.
Yeah,
firm handshake kind of guy.
Back to that handshake you got me with this morning. That really caught me off guard. It is too early for a handshake like that.
Yeah, it was a little,
stressed me out.
It was like, hey, we do this, and you do that thing, and you know.
I was really comfortable walking in until you hit me with that. Crazy. Anyway, weird.
Could you do a multi-step handshake or something?
Yeah, it's one of those.
It was gnarly.
Like back in high school, you know, whatever.
Totally. Oh. Yeah.
So, all right.
Do you not do that in Canada?
No, we don't. No, we're pretty regular. We show up on the moose, say what's up. Handshake, talk about free healthcare. That's basically it. That's an average Canadian.
Also, want you to know I'm currently in a waiting room to buy Rush tickets.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. You are?
Of course I am.
Where's the show at?
Who swapped out for Neil Peart?
It's a female drummer. And yeah, she's super cool. She's rad.
The only female in a Rush stadium?
Except me. There's going to be two of us. So anyway, I'm trying to get tickets in Atlanta or Connecticut.
Amazing.
That's nuts, because I saw the prices were through the roof.
I took my mother's Citibank card.
I don't doubt it.
And because it's a Citibank pre-sale.
That's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would you pay to see?
Who would I pay to see?
Yeah.
Dead or alive? Or just like...
Let's go dead first.
Nirvana. Yeah, and then close second would be Led Zeppelin.
Have you done Aberdeen, Washington yet?
Uh-uh.
So there's a bridge that Kurt spray-painted. And so you can go see his graffiti on the bridge in Aberdeen. It's pretty cool.
And it's still up there.
Still there.
Man, I seen somewhere, I think it was a while ago, but somebody messed up. Like there's this bench. There's this like Kurt Cobain bench or whatever in Seattle there. And somebody like messed it all up. And stuff like that, man, that breaks my heart. That was the worst thing.
You can't have nice things.
I know you can't have nice things, but I'm really excited that, you know, that his art is still there. That's really cool.
What part of Canada are you in?
Vancouver Island.
Okay.
So just off the coast of Vancouver. Yeah. You ever been out there?
Yeah, I have.
What?
Not to Vancouver Island, but yeah, I've been up.
That's the best
Pacific
part.
Northwest, all over the place. Yeah,
that's amazing.
What's your favorite part of America? You have a favorite city?
I love it over here. I really love Tennessee. I think as soon as I make enough money, I'm going to buy a place in Tennessee.
Yeah,
yeah, because you guys got Waffle House out here.
Yeah,
Waffle Home.
Yeah, and we have everything. We have Waffle House and Tim Hortons. I mean, dude.
No, you don't have Tim Hortons.
Yes, we do.
No.
Timmy, shut your mouth.
We had it two days ago.
Hey, listen, pal. That's I'm in. I'm selling my house in Canada. And I'm moving out here.
Yeah, I mean, we made it where you now have a soft place to land. We're like, okay, come on, Canadians.
So you can get your Timbits.
It's part of that Wexit
thing.
And
you have guns?
Yes,
I'm in. I'm in. Say less.
High school football?
Say less. And football.
Let's go.
And hockey.
Real football.
And hockey, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Mainly all Canadians, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in, fellas. Say less.
So you go on American Idol, season 20 of American Idol.
I was like,
how well did you do?
I did pretty good. I did pretty good for a kid that didn't write songs or didn't know how to play guitar. You know,
How old were you then?
I was 18.
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah. It was a while ago now. Yeah, and so I made like top 20. It was funny too because I remember the whole process, like doing that first audition. I was like, okay, there's no way I'm gonna make it through. You know, everybody here is amazing. And then I made it through. And then I remember like getting that golden ticket. And then thinking in my head, I was like, anything that I can do from this point forward to just do anything but digging holes, this is what I'm going to do, you know? And so, yeah, I made it top 20. I thought I was famous. They kicked me off. I went home and then kind of sat on my parents' couch for a bit. I'd quit my job at that point because I thought I was famous and I thought I was going to be a millionaire. And yeah, that wasn't the case.
Well, it's a pit that people fall in, I think, a lot.
Yeah, it was really it was gnarly. I remember I used to put on my American Idol outfit and like walk around the mall, like just for people to recognize me, just to hold on to that bit of like fame that I had.
That is so sad.
I know, it's the saddest thing. Well, I would like put on my American Idol outfit, the one that I wore.
But I'm saying, and it would happen though. They would recognize.
Yeah, people
would
recognize me. I'd be like, yeah, that's me. Like,
oh,
Cam,
you recognize
from American Idol.
And they're like, yeah, because you had the number still on you.
You're walking around with your golden ticket.
I'm not
going to
say
idiot,
who,
of course.
But I was in Nashville, and there was a guy who had like a hit and a half in the 90s, and he was wearing a T-shirt with his own face on it. So I think hoping that somebody
that's gonna
would
be
recognize
me. I don't know. You got to do those things to like just bump up your ego enough to be able to do this
And the
job.
Thing is, I recognized him. Yeah, I knew who he was. So.
There was a meme. I think it was the Goonies kid was walking around wearing himself on a shirt or something like that.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like that anymore.
No.
Like he was like the fat kid from Goonies, but now he's like thin and an adult and whatever. Yeah.
I was at the Opry, backstage at the Opry, and I'm sitting in one of the dressing rooms, and I'm just sitting there because I don't want to stand anymore. And this guy walks in, and I go, "Hey, man, am I in your? I'm in your room or whatever." He goes, "Oh no," he goes, "You're good, man." And I said, "Hey, man," I go, "Cool." I said, "I'm a Big D." He goes, "Oh, hey, man, I'm I can't remember his name now, but he goes, I'm like, "Oh, hey, nice to meet you, man." Like a new artist, he's kind of a younger guy, red hair. And I was like,
Grayson Russell?
From the movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that him?
Yes.
Is that Talladega Nights?
Yes.
There's no way.
Yes.
That's so funny. Bro, he was on my bus the other day. I love that guy. He's one of my favorite people. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I was like, hey, so you're trying to make the. He goes, yeah, you may know me from. I've been in some movies. Now I'm thinking, like, yeah, you've been in some movies.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, I was in that movie, Talladega Nights. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, he's Texas Ranger. I've been sitting in my pee pants all day. That kid. That kid.
Yeah.
I threw Grandpa's war medals off the bridge.
Yeah.
Bingo.
That's him.
Yeah. That is awesome. I love that guy.
And he's doing some other stuff.
He's everywhere I go.
Pops
he's at
up
every
the
festival.
Weirdest
he's
places.
At. Yeah, I know. But dude, that's where he belongs. That's where
He's a hustler.
Yeah,
he's
a
hustler.
Yeah.
But I guess he just kind of, is he getting out of acting and just wants to do music?
Yeah, he's playing for Elizabeth Nichols right now.
Okay.
Yeah. He's playing guitar for her. But yeah, he's always been a big music fan. He had his own solo career for a bit there, I think, too, as well.
Yeah.
I think he's still trying that, too.
He's real talented, and he's the sweetest guy ever.
Yeah, he was really nice.
Really nice.
Yeah, I will say, if you talk to him again, tell him I mentioned him, said hey to him.
Yeah.
But he really likes to talk about his movies a lot.
He does. He does.
I mean,
but I would
thing.
Too. If I was in Talladega Nights, I'd
be. I know. We saw what you did at the mall. I mean, you got my
guy. Yeah. I'd be owning that
stuff. Splitting hairs here?
Yeah. I'd rather Corvette. That's
Yeah. Have you heard of a Corvette? That's what I have. Have you heard of one?
Yeah,
I have a picture
of
it right here.
2025. Whatever.
Do you have a Corvette?
Yeah. Well, not.
Bubba's a big car guy.
Are you? Yeah. So, like, Chevy.
They have to be really big cars.
Yeah.
For me.
Really big ones.
Because I'm a large man.
It's a joke.
But no, I Chevy Kelowna in Canada.
What is a Kelowna?
Kelowna is a town like four hours away from Vancouver East.
No, but I'm saying, what is a Chevy Kelowna?
No. That's the dealership. Anyway, just let me finish here, pal. just get started. I know this is your show, but like, come on. Just let me do what I need to do.
My favorite podcast ever.
Let me tell you. Listen, I'm just saying. Okay, so anyway, they gave me this car for a while, and I was ripping it around. It was like E-Ray, so it was one of those, the two front wheels are electric, and then the backs are like that twin turbo.
Yeah, the E-Ray is super fast.
Oh, my God.
Nothing but torque.
I had to give it back. It was too fast. It was bad.
Yeah, it's smart,
but I got a 1978 Camaro. as well. I don't know if you like old cars.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Not as much as him. He likes the old ones. I like the new ones.
Is that the one that's on your Instagram of you with your pants down?
That's right. The
yeah,
one with
yeah.
my pants down.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm on
yeah.
the hood. Yeah.
That thing's sweet.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, I'm getting it already done. I shot a video with it, and I like rolled across the hood, but I caved in the hood.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
That's the way they did it in the movies.
That's
the
way they did it in the movies. I thought it was
cool. So I've got a 70 Chevelle, 1970 Chevelle Super Sport, and they wanted to use it in what do you call them? Keep striking
movie.
Days. Calendar. Have you ever heard of Talladega Nights?
Yeah, you ever heard of Talladega Nights?
So,
yeah.
And so they're like, the Goonies? Are you kidding me? Yeah, okay. My car's going to be in the Goonies? I'm like, yeah. Oh, wow. Really? In a real calendar. And so I had it really spruced up, detailed. I had it,
cool.
Man. It spent I pulled the wheels off, did the whole inside and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Get it to the shoot, and I told the guy, I go, hey, listen, not to be that guy. They had the hot chicks doing the models or whatever.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of that, honestly.
I prefer just keep the car. Those women away. Do we have any guys?
We have magazines for that.
Yeah.
Well, we don't just separate
magazines.
Well, magazines.
What is a magazine?
Yeah. I'm gonna go over to the gas station.
I put my never bullets in. Guns, yeah. America.
Did you find that in the woods, you and your buddies?
Yeah. Anyway, hey, you shouldn't know that, Carson, by the way. You should not know that story. Yeah. I said, hey, just make sure that the girls like the grommets on the jeans and stuff don't scratch the car.
Makes sense.
And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And obviously, I don't want them on the car. No. I don't sit on it at all.
Uh-uh.
Just be, they can touch it and all that. Just don't, careful. Yeah. This is not your, it's a thing. It's my baby.
I'm loaning it to you.
Man, I'm watching this. They're at this, it's an indoor, I'll tell the story. It's an inside.
Because he was there.
No, go ahead. You're right.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Right. Hey, we have Tim Hortons.
So it's an inside photo shoot, and they got music playing. They have all these really attractive women walking around, changing into different outfits and stuff, and it's catered and the whole thing. And the guy taking the pictures, he's like, all right, give it to me. There you go. Just like in a movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting back there, my shorts, my T-shirt, my hat backwards, just watching them by my car. And they start the photo shoot, and this girl goes up to it, and she puts her hand on it, and she had these bangles, I guess you call them. They're up by your elbow. They're like bracelets, but they're way up high.
The cuffs.
Yeah. They're way high.
Arm cuffs.
Like she's Cleopatra.
Yes, yes, yes. Arm cuffs. Yeah. And she puts her hand down, and they all fall, and it goes,
ooh. No.
Yeah, right onto my clear coat, right onto the hood.
Ugh.
And I was like, and I go, ho, hey, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, you just stopped the whole fucking thing.
Stopped the whole thing.
Oh,
she,
no.
I'm
way.
Like, whoa, 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 yeah. And the guy's like, hey, okay, we'll take you out. I said, can you take that off?
So, a word for advice is if you ever, once you get your car done, don't let anybody in or don't watch them do it.
I agree. But I also believe wholeheartedly, if you get something nice, just take a hockey stick right to the side of it. Just one time. Get it over with, and then you don't got to think about it no more.
Well, there's a thing for that. I get it.
I bought the first big paycheck I got was from Atlantic Records.
How much was it?
Okay, I'll tell you exactly how much it was. No, first thing I did was I bought a $100,000 truck. 100,000 Canadian, so about $47 American. Anyway, so it's a Platinum F-150. And the first thing I did, I just forgot it was a nice truck, and I just, Once you do it,
and that's the thing. You take it off road, you do whatever,
you
scratch
it
a little bit,
and then it
never bugs you again.
Yeah. It never bugs me at all.
That's freedom. Right.
It's free. I understand though. I understand. I think when I get my Camaro done, because it's all getting redone, completely redone.
Yeah, I mean it's years. What year is it again?
78. Yeah.
78. Yeah. What year are you born?
I was born 2003.
2003. Okay, so your muscle cars are in the late 70s to you.
Yeah.
Maybe even 80s.
Mm.
That's your muscle car era.
That was a good era, though. That we had some really cool, dude. Remember the Conquest?
Yeah.
And the old Mitsubishi 3000 GT. And
so
the
you'll
RX
get a lot of
and
really good muscle cars in the late 60s, 67, 68. Mm. Then they really start kind of dialing in 69, 70. The 1970 Chevelle, it's kind of like the poster child of muscle cars, I think.
Yeah.
And then they had the whole oil issue with energy and OPEC. This is history stuff. Back in 1970, 71, 72, 73. And so they started making cars that didn't have big engines because people couldn't afford to put gas on them.
Yeah.
So that's when you started getting the dumb looking cars. They were like, what is that? It's because it had a little four cylinder in it.
Yeah.
And so then they started coming out of it in the 70s. That's when you start picking up. Mm-hmm. What engine do you have?
I got a 350 small block.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they started coming out of it. Was that from it or was that?
I don't know. I think it, yeah. I know, I don't know mine's all done out. I mean, you know, my mechanical knowledge is, you know, slim to none. But I do know that, you know, it's all like cammed out and whatever. And it rips. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Muncie 4-speed.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's super fun.
Don't you love the smell when you get in?
I love it. Yeah,
it's good. Smells gas. Old.
Yeah, it's the best. When I bought it, it was a hunk of shit, like absolute hunk of shit. So it was fun driving it around when I first bought it because it would just like
you could just
stall out
it.
Randomly.
Oh,
you could
hoon
do it. All the things. Yeah, you could do whatever you want to it. Yeah, just drive, you just spin the tires and whatever.
Yeah.
But when I get it all redone, it's going to be a little... princess, little
princess. You won't be doing anything with it.
Nah, nothing cool.
Yeah, I will say, you know, we were talking about those 2000s, 90s, 2000s cars, you know, like you get like the Mitsubishi Eclipse or like an old Eagle Talon or something. You can hot swap those. You can take the engines of those out because they had like 150 horsepower.
Throw an LS
and you could throw. Yeah. No, you could do the LS swaps, but why? Why now? You can get a Honda VTEC, which is going to fit better. Oh, it's going to be lighter and you're looking at 300 horses in that car.
Yeah.
You double the horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fun car. I think that you can do a lot of cool things creatively. Yeah.
Hey, Cameron, I can't see her. Is Carson still here or did she leave? I can't.
I am 5,000 people in line to get rush tickets in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So
that?
I'm good, man.
Warrior.
That's the closest. I'm 35,000 in line to get them in Connecticut.
Oh,
15,000 people ahead of me in the second show in Connecticut.
Man, I hope people look at my tickets like that one day when they're waiting.
Wouldn't that be the best?
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Then I won't have to worry about it. I sold out pretty much every show on this tour except for Oxford, Mississippi last night. And
I went to Ole Miss.
You went to Ole Miss?
I did.
I loved that city.
Mm-hmm.
All the food was amazing. All the people were incredible. I really love the United States. I really love being here. It is so great.
You have such a huge following online, like over a million. You should look at it.
Let's say his name again. Cameron Whitcomb.
Whitcomb. Yeah.
On Instagram, it's like a million something. Where is that? A lot of that come? It's surely not American Idol.
I built my whole career. When I got kicked off American Idol, I think I had like 20,000 followers that I gained from the show. But everything since then has been just like working the social media. Social media is such an incredible thing because, like, you know, I built my whole career off of that. Because I got clean and then I met my manager at the time. I was, he like said, go move into my cabin, you know, on his property there. And so I just lived in his cabin. I was getting clean. I would write song in the morning and then post it in the afternoon. And I built, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers and millions and tens of millions of views just from my iPhone and a guitar in a cabin in the middle of nowhere.
And you're also so funny, though, too, that you really do have such a sense of humor that translates via social media. And I think that really is something that I would like watch numerous times because it does make me laugh, and I'll hit replay.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean that's kind of came like as of recently, the past kind of 6 to 8 months. You know, I'd like started putting more of the humor stuff in there rather than just being the songwriter guy. You know, because I feel like there's the songs and whatever and like who you see there, but then there's also the people behind the song. That's why I love Alex Warren so much because like he's so good at incorporating exactly who he is with his music. So you love his music, but then you also love him. And then same thing with like Jelly Roll, you know what I mean? You love him as a human being, but you also love the music. It's cool. That's the beauty of social media. You know?
Which one do you think has to come first, the music or the person?
The music, for sure. Yeah, the music for sure. I mean, you know, because I mean, there's a lot of assholes, you know, but I'll still listen to the music because you know, it's good music.
Yeah. Who do you not?
I mean, I look at my playlist and go, "Yep, problematic." Still a banger.
That's a great song.
Terrible person. Yeah. Why didn't watch my kids?
Thriller was awesome.
Yeah. Dims a rule.
Yes.
Hey,
yeah, this R. Kelly song is really good.
Just keep naming my playlist. Just keep doing it. It's fine.
Did you see that Diddy? That he got attacked. Diddy got attacked in prison today or yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, almost.
Why? What'd he do?
He went to prison?
Apparently nothing.
Yeah.
Someone tried to kill him in prison.
Wow.
And they said it was like he's like in critical condition. I don't know. That was a headline. It could be completely false. I have no idea.
Who knows?
And that's the bad thing is, you know, if you just read headlines, you're not going to. Like, I keep reading headlines that half of your country is about to split off and form their own country.
I don't even know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. All I do is I write songs. I'm just a drug addict. I don't know. I'm just a drug addict. I write songs. And I don't know. I don't really pay attention. It's so messed up, too, because I feel like a lot of like the news I get is from like memes. You know what I mean? Yeah. It'll be like somebody does something really messed up, and then they'll be like, you know, someone just making a joke out of it. And
maybe we should just start a network, the Meme News Network. 100%. And it's just nothing but meme news.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I would watch that. I would watch everyone, because who doesn't want to? If you see a meme and you don't get it, like, it's the worst.
Totally.
And it would be great to have a network that would be like, hey, here's a new meme that's coming out. Yeah, the whole 6-7 nonsense.
Yeah.
If we had known months ago, like 6-7, 6-7, now it's stupid, and, you know, kids don't even do it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, here we are, you know, adults going 6-7.
Yeah.
But if we knew ahead of time early, we could be hipper.
I know. Well, I like when memes come back. You know what I mean?
Me too.
I like when they come back.
All the Vine stuff.
Yeah. Like we made one the other day. Like we've been making a lot of those like little 6-second videos.
Yes.
And they just blow up. Like we posted one the other day and it was like literally so dumb. It was like, you know, bed bugs when you sleep too tight. And so basically we just wrap my buddy in saran wrap in a blanket and then it's like on him and it's like bed bugs when you sleep too tight. And then it pans over to me and I'm in a bug costume. I'm like, fuck! just so pissed off.
It's like 6 seconds.
It's 6 seconds.
It took 6 hours to set up.
It did so many views. Like, it's so dumb. It took us all day, like, trying to find a bug costume in July.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You can't find that.
You're not on drugs anymore.
Nope. No more.
Isn't that amazing? You don't need it, man.
No.
Don't need it.
No. Are you sure? I don't know. Have you ever tried crack? No, I'm saying. I'm going to love it. Don't ever do it. Don't do it. It is the best. It is. Yeah. Whatever you do, it is so bad. Wake up. Or don't wake up because you're already awake.
Yeah, right.
But, you know. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Don't ever try this amazing thing I love.
Yeah, it's. I think Lucy Kay has a great sketch on that. I've never done. I don't ever. I'm the worst at that.
Big D doesn't drink. He doesn't.
Good for you. So.
I did smoke cigarettes one time.
Yeah.
I was five. Yeah, I was five, and my papaw, he used to smoke cigarettes all the time.
Yeah.
And he let me go out on the pit. My nanny wouldn't let him smoke in the house, so he'd go outside and sit out on the steps. And he had an old Zippo lighter, and he let me pop it and light his cigarette for him.
What a cool grandpa.
Dude, he's OG, man. And so, literally. And so I was out there, and I said, Papa, I want to smoke one. Like, I'm five. And he's like, all right. So he pulls one out. I put it in my mouth. He lights it, and I blow out. And he goes, oh, no. He goes, no, blow out all the air you can, and then breathe in as hard as you can with the in your mouth. So you can imagine.
Never
did again. He also did the same thing
to me. That's genius. He knew what he was doing.
Oh, yeah, of course he did.
He knew what he was doing.
Because he smoked his own that's what killed him.
Yeah.
And then he had me do...
meth?
Try this.
Look what you can make with batteries.
It's awesome. You ever clean the house with a toothbrush? You ever felt bugs under your skin? It's the best.
Just can't get rid of them. It's like a movie that you're in.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did Red Men chewing tobacco. That was the same way.
Yeah, so. My dad used to talk about that.
You like the Zins?
I'm on the Zins. I'm on the Zins like crazy. When I used to work on the pipelines, I used to work in the oil field, right? And I used to chew tobacco. And we used to get all our chewing tobacco from the States. Like one guy would go over and he'd bring as much as he could back.
Smuggle it in?
Get you some of that good old Kodiak.
Yeah,
that Kodiak will rip your mouth open.
Yeah, yeah.
See, it's like fiberglass.
But chewing tobacco in Canada, they don't sell any flavored stuff. And it's like $50 a tin.
Oh, wow.
And so you can't do that. But, I used to chew tobacco on the pipeline. But it's perfect because you could spit anywhere. But now it's like, you know, living on a bus. It's just
dude,
like, it's
you know gross. What I like? I got this stuff. It's called Cowboy Coffee Chew. And so what you do is you put – it's basically coffee and honey and
– in these little pouches?
No, it's not even pouches. It's loose. So you boom, pop it in. And I'll be out there like playing softball or something. And while I'm there, instead of, you don't have to spit because you're just brewing coffee.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. And you're
that
getting that
like
caffeine. You're getting that little caffeine buzz.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about these Zins. I feel like – I don't know. If anything – you know, it's like I got to pick my battles sometimes because like, you know, I can quit – doing stuff that's killing me, cocaine and meth and whatever. I can quit that stuff, but this stuff, it's like you know, I don't know. I feel like I can live off this for a really long time until, you know, 3 years from now they tell everyone, this is actually way worse than everything.
You're drinking, you know, sodas and pops. At least you're not drinking whiskey.
My Diet Coke
whiskey.
Addiction.
Right. Exactly. You're not doing whiskey. You're not doing moonshine.
Oh, that's something I miss.
So Cameron Whitcomb, they can follow you on socials, is The Cam Whitcomb.
That's correct, yeah.
The Cam Whitcomb. Check him out there. We're being told that you have to
How was your first podcast you just had?
I think this was the best thing. I'm coming back every week, even if you guys don't want me.
Okay.
Uninvited.
You
I'm going to be back.
You can watch if you want.
Nope. I'm in. This is my mic right here. Actually, I've already drawn my name into this microphone. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Are you ready for the out? Here comes the out. The AI...
The Cam Whitcomb. Check him out.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
It's a little long, but that's a little bit long.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Thank you, Cameron. Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.